This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we're taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Spain and Germany. You are now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Welcome back to our FIFA Insight Live podcast. After a dramatic and entertaining game between Spain and Germany, all four teams in Group E can still qualify. My name is Ani Barres. I'm joined by our technical experts, Jürgen Klinsmann and Sunday Olise, our goalkeeper expert, Pascal Zuberbühler, as well as Harry Lowe and Chris Loxton from FIFA. Sunday, when Spain is in possession, it almost always looks like they have one or two players more on the pitch than the opponent. Why is that?
Well, Spain will always have more possession than the others because of the fact that they are the only team that totally includes their goalkeeper when they're building up or when they're in possession. And especially today, it was even easier for them to be in possession because of the fact that both teams came up with Spain, we know, plays a 4-3-3 system, but the Germans came out with a 4-2-3-1, but in the mid section of the pitch itself, it was 3-3 in the middle. So it was just like cancelling each other out in the middle. But the French, where the Spanish had the advantage was that when they started building up from the back, they had four defenders against the German three defenders in that area, including the goalkeeper that made five, and they used it to the ultimate because they took risks. But they took calculated risks. That means each time the ball was played to one player, the other player doesn't want him to control. He's already given an option by the body shape and giving him the passing lines. The player always has two or three players to play with. And then coupled with the fact that they also have the wingers very, very wide when they have in possession. So no matter how you try to close them, the worst scenario, they will find one player on the wings. So I hope that explains why they're able to hold on to the ball.
Yeah, thank you, Sunday. And just I also noticed Luis Enrique at the sideline, especially in the beginning of the game. He always was trying to communicate with Olmo and Torres's wingers to stay high and wide, just like you explained. Can you maybe just touch on what does this do to the team structure and what does it do to Germany if the wingers stay high and wide in the build-up phase?
The first thing it does to Germany is that it doesn't allow them to be fully compact, because the players are wide, especially for the fullbacks they have. Now, the essence of having them wide is because the Spanish play with what we call like two number eights or two number tens. And that means that when these two people open wide, it now leaves spaces in between them and the strikers that the two number tens will run into when they come into possession. And they do it so well, and the body shape they use when they get into those zones makes it almost impossible to stop them from playing. But the opposition did well too.
And Jürgen, how do you defend against a team like Spain? What's a better approach? Try pressing them high or dropping back and protecting your goal?
What is your overall goal? You know, how you want to approach this thing? Because if you press them high, you're not being able to do that for 90 minutes. No team in the world can do that for 90 minutes. So you kind of pressure, you know, the Spanish team in kind of blocks, time blocks, you know, here and there after maybe 10 minutes, a couple of minutes, then after 20 minutes, a couple of minutes, you go into kind of intervals, basically. I think Germany did it really well, and it also kept some possession, and they didn't leave it up completely to Spain. So they gave them a game, they actually created chances. Obviously, Spain had chances as well. But it's kind of almost, yeah, eliminating each other, you know, in the same areas, and that's what you could see a lot. I think Germany did well from an aggression point of view. There was great character in their group of players. They were suffering, obviously, and you pressurize constantly, you lose a lot more energy than the team that is in possession. But it didn't bother Germany. They said, you know, we're going to go through that. So they worked themselves into the game and almost got the lead, you know, with a disallowed goal, And I think, you know, the second half was super interesting because both sides created chances. And the individual part that we always admire obviously came into the game with Musiala. I think Musiala was kind of a very, very bright light in this match with what he did. And eventually he was involved then in the equalizer of Germany. And he proved the point. He said that, you know what, they're on the other side, there are two youngsters in there with Gavi and with Pedri. And he was then the bright light for Germany. And I think overall it was a fair tie. And it keeps, obviously, Spain on top of the group, but also Germany alive because they're facing now Costa Rica and they have to win that game, and probably with two or three goals difference. But it's doable.
I also wanted to ask about Gavi, Pedri and Musiala because these are obviously three very, very bright talents. Maybe, Sunday, from your perspective, what makes them so special?
One, youth. The fact that they're young. Something new. And also when you're younger, you're more creative. You try more. But also, especially when you look at Gavi and Pedri, what I admire the most about these players is their ability to always be playable. And the ability, the first touch they have on the ball is exceptional. That means the moment the ball is played onto them, sometimes with just the first touch, the opponent is eliminated, and they are able to immediately act after they get the first touch. And the way they pass the ball always gives them an opportunity to play and go, play and go. Very creative, strong. And I somehow see if they don't get injuries, this are looking like probably the future of our football.
And they, especially Musiala, probably also added something to this game and to the tournament overall that was missing so far, the ability to beat players in a 1v1, because this created the chances.
I feel that this is one of the things that football is missing, the modern day football is missing, because what we're doing now is everybody is passing, 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 passing. And at the end of the day, what made football exceptional in the 90s and 80s was that you had players that one-on-one could eliminate another player. And Musiala, what he did today was that at one point in the first half, he was the only creative player in the German team. The others were really working the game, and he was really trying to like create numerical advantages with his own possession. So he's a very, very good player.
Jürgen, you want to add something?
No, it's the creativity of these youngsters. And in Musiala's case, he tries to get himself in positions closer to the goal. So he wants to be in a 10 position. He wants to be behind the forwards or part of the forward kind of link in order to score himself. And he actually had two chances. The bigger one, certainly in the second half, a couple of minutes before then, Füllkrug scored the German goal, which he was involved in as well. But this creativity that he has in his game, this vision that he has, he loves to take players on. This is what we love. And this is why this tournament is so exciting, because we have still Cristiano Ronaldo in it, Lewandowski, Lionel Messi, Mbappe, and all these big forwards, you know, the players that we adore, because with individual plays, they can simply decide a game, like Messi did yesterday as well. And this is just cool to see that there are some youngsters already on the surface breaking through and coming through, and obviously the time is on at their essence. They're going to be for many years, you know, then guiding their teams. And Musiala and obviously Pedri and Gavi, those are the names that will shine in the next couple of years.
And Zubi, another player I was particularly impressed with was Unai Simon. What is about his performance today?
Very interesting and very good goalkeeper, and Sonde mentioned it right on the beginning. It's very obviously to see that Spain are including their goalkeeper, especially in the build-up. And Unai Simon, he's a very brave and confident goalkeeper, even if he's still very young. But how he gets involved in the build-up with Spain, that this is impressive. It's impressive. We know this clear from the opposite goalkeeper, from Manuel Neuer with Germany. He is also very, very including in the build-up with the different variations, how to play out the ball. And it's great to see them playing today, especially both goalkeeper, when they offering to receive, also when they wanted the ball, you see clear that the players, the defenders especially, they play the ball back to their goalkeeper. They have the confidence in him, and this shows me clear how much is the goalkeeper involved also in the training session, of course. And this is great to see. And also from Manuel Neuer today, he showed up also his qualities also from the build-up. And it was great to see how they are also make some crucial saves.
Thank you, Zubi. Thank you, Sunday. Thank you, Jürgen. It's now 1 o'clock and we are on our way back to the hotel. 1 o'clock in the morning, by the way. So we are all looking forward to some sleep. But we had some great games of football today and we're really looking forward to tomorrow. Have a good night.
7:30 breakfast.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Centre. For more information and insight throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcentre.com.